Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
raise no punk. Got to make it known in the pass it down. Yeah, sounds like a job for the brother man now. Got to help a mother for me. Each one teach one. If you can't find one, talk to the little ones, and you'll see they'll listen and feel the missing piece to rise and shine.
Yeah. Okay. What's happening? You know the rules. You know what the time it is. So what's happening, y'all? This week, it's been real hectic, real crazy. Violence is still at all-time high. Can't speak for no other city, but I know right here in Detroit, Michigan, them boys in Detroit, I'm telling you, them young boys in Detroit is wide open, off the chain, ain't taking no soldiers, don't have no care about who they jack. They jack the good Reverend Dr. Marvin Wyman. And I mean, they beat the brakes off.
Hello?
Let me speak to Jay.
Who is?
It's Larry Hoover.
Hello, Chief.
Stumbled across a memo on his desk stating that.
Hello? Hey, Jay. What's happening, man?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Still fighting this frame.
Uh-huh. How everything going?
Oh, it's rough on a black man.
Huh. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of different things, but you know, ain't nothing like hearing it straight out the horse's mouth, you know?
Well, the truth is, niggas in the street got to get together all over the nation. I'm talking, we got to get together in Chicago, we got to get together in L.A., we got to get together in Houston, we got to get together in New York, we got to get together in Detroit. Niggas got to get together all over this nation. I'm talking about not the regular people in the street. I'm talking about street niggas. I'm talking about niggas that call themselves gangsters. Real gangsters go to the polls.
Well, you know, we don't want to make the difference, too.
Exactly. That's what's going to make the difference. You know, that's that sleeping giant. That's that 40% apathetic vote within our black community. That's who we need to arise. That's who we need to awaken. And see, they're scared of me because I'm trying to wake that sleeping giant. See, these young brothers, they pay attention to what I say because I'm one of them. You know, I've been where they've been. You know, I come from where they come from. I'm where they're going to if they don't watch out what they're doing. So.
Hello?
Well, let me speak to Jay.
Who is?
It's Larry Hoover.
Hello, Chief. Which part are y'all
of them dudes tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a new direction as I ran the intersection with the show dog's house. They was watching you on TV rap with the hats on the crap. Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, 7 even back to Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played Bone, and I'm yelling Domino. Plus, nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Trying to fuck Sister Buckway. It's ironic. I had the bougie, had the chronic. The latest beat, the super chronic. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the hoot nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around one. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the three. Like one of those fly dreams, didn't even see a belly flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Thinking about.
Figure out who you are, you know. they hopped right on my man. You know, they hopped right on a pastor, you know, of a mega church in Detroit. This is, his family is an icon. His family is known all over the United States, but they're definitely known all over Detroit. The Wymans? See, like I told my cousin, these young cats, they don't know, and they don't care. They don't know, and they don't care, because their whole thing is, I gotta get paid. I've got to try to get some money in my pocket. And stealing cars and robbing people is the way that they do it. You know, that's the way they get paid. That's what they do. They steal and rob, you know. And he just happened to be a victim. But one thing also, which this is, you know, it's kind of crazy that you have to, my throat's a little choppy. But it's crazy that you have to be so conscious of where you go to get gas, what gas station you pull into, and what time of day or what time of night it is when you pull in there. I mean, as I've said in previous shows, in a previous show, these gas stations are harbors. They are hangout spots for the goons. So they up in there in the gas station, ain't buying nothing, waiting, praying, you know, praying on people, you know, or they up in there selling their drugs. And the gas station owners don't care because they're working for them. Now, if you're selling drugs in my gas station, and I know you're selling drugs in my gas station, and I don't do nothing about it, then I must be either supplying you with the dope or I'm getting a cut of that money. Because I know plenty of gas stations in Detroit where you can pull up in the gas station and somebody will meet you right there with a handful of dope, whatever you want, whatever you need. When I was on the east side, it was on over there off Warren. And what you call it, I'm not going to call out the cross street, but it was at the gas station up there, man. And my man, you know, my man Shorty would be parked in his car every day at the gas pump. He'd park right there at one of the pumps and be sitting there all day. All day. Or at least until he fell out. Once he fell out, then he leave and go get some more and come back. But he sits right there in his car. And they wouldn't do anything if they didn't get in his mind. They didn't mind. So I know Shorty was, you know, it's all about kickbacks. I know he was paying them. Ain't no way they didn't sit up there and let you sell drugs at their gas station. And it ain't nothing in it for them. Come on now. Everybody knows. But this thing with Pastor Winers, man, it was a shock. But then again, it wasn't, because, you know, like I said, nobody is safe. Nobody is out of bounds. And like my man said, and like Ice Cube said a long time ago, you know, and a lot of times I like to refer back to old school hip-hop artists, because they was kicking so much knowledge and they was telling the truth. Now, this song that Ice Cube did, it was on the soundtrack for a a movie. I can't think of the movie right now. But Ice Cube said, rule number one, get yourself a gun. A nine, and your ass will be fine. Keep it in your glove compartment, because jackers, they love to start stuff, you know. And that is so true. But you don't, look, you don't want to keep it in your glove compartment. You want to keep it in your center console, or you want to keep it right next to you on the feet. Rule number one, get yourself a gun. A nine, and you'll be fine. Keep it next to you on the feet, because when it's time to bring some heat, you don't have to worry about fumbling with no glove compartment. Because these niggas, hey, they are ready. And you got to be ready, too. So get your gun. Go to the gun range. Get used to shooting. Shoot as much as you can at that gun range. Get used to your gun. Get comfortable with your gun. Bust as many caps as you can, because when the moment of truth comes, that's what you're going to need to do. You're gonna have to do it. It's either you or them. And if it's me or them, it's going to be them. Because I got the, you know, itchy. But anyway, this is, we're going to go back to a time when we was trying to unite the black community. We was trying to stop the violence. Now, I done played, you know, the East Coast version of the Stop the Violence movement. But the West Coast cats, you know, they had one too. You know, and, you know, they had one too. And it was some, you know, it was all the cats that was large back in the 89, 90, 91, during that time. It was all the big cats, you know, NWA, King T, I think Ice-T might be on there, you know, Hammer, some old cats. So we're going to run through that. But it's so weird because that came out right before. That came out right before these riots. That came out right before the Rodney King incident. You know, then after Rodney King incident, you know, Bloods and Crips called the truce for a little while in the hood. And they wasn't banging. Bloods and Crips wasn't banging. But then the police said, no. We need these niggas banging. We need them back banging. We need them back killing each other so we can control this population and we can control these people. So they promote violence. They promote that kind of stuff. But we're going to go back. We're going to go ahead and check out this West Coast hookup. You know, we're all in the same gang. What do you call it?
I can't you that I come to you with the truth. Took 6 more lives overnight, all the result of gangbang stupidity. By the way, you gangsters should know, what do you think of a 3-year-old girl? Local gang members, you still don't get it, do you?
Straight up madness everywhere I look. Used to be a straight ex student, now it's a crook, robbing people just to smoke and shoot up. Used to have a crew cut, now he's a poop butt. Dropped out of school and joined the neighborhood gang. Hanging on the streets selling cane to his own people. Now when I say people, I mean color. You a stupid motherfucker.
Sisters, since we are the mothers of this earth, it's time we start being good mothers from the birth of our children. No time for sleeping, teaching to fight and win for the right reason. It's your time, it's your life living. Proud to be black, young and gifted, lifted by the knowledge of taking the right route. Gang violence needs to be wiped out.
One and the same, everyone came in the same chain, caught with the same aim, brain games and names. Black male crack jail and semi-automatic static if the crack fails. So since we all talk the same slang, stop killing my brother cause we're all from the same gang.
Don't know
we're going
to
put our heads
together.
Make the change cause we're all in the same gang.
Now I'm the guilty.
I used to get my bang on, then on the app get my part-time slang on. When the time for me was no joke, though. They knew I was crazy, so they labeled me loco. Had me squeezed off half till 40. No riding and tossing up a 40. Thinking in my mind that no one can handle us. The Dallas brothers never touched Los Angeles.
Being a pimp that we are.
We're here to speak
in
a situation that is going too far.
Here at home, it's the girls of L.A. Where a young black girl is not promised to see the next day.
Cause we used to go on the streets before we made beef.
But food's too late and frail as we.
It don't depend on the color of a rag.
Cause if you got what they want, you know they're gonna take what you
cause
have.
Cause violence can only revolve from drugs and thugs and gangs and bang most times.
It's a political thing.
Yeah, a couple of spots to get tired.
And the government wants to see me get all this stuff. I see. Ripping the microphone the way I do. Listen close, my brothers, cause I'm talking to you. The problem is we got a suicidal lifestyle. Cause 90% of us are living foul and wild. I say job, you say
bad joke. I'd rather tap another brother watch the gun smoke.
Living in the fast lane, flipping like you're insane. You ain't stopping till your blood runs down the street drain.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together? Stop the fight.
Make the change.
Yo, we're not here to freak,
yeah.
Because we're not ministers. We're telling it like it is, just when it's red, like sinister.
Reality speaks for itself when it's spoken.
A face head clutch can't bring nobody for smoking.
Yo, bullets flying, mothers crying,
brothers dying,
lying in the streets, that's why we're trying.
It's stopping from falling apart and going away, and keeping the smile off a white face.
And brothers, killing other brothers. I thought the idea was to love one another. Open up the paper to one more step. If y'all keep things stepping, there'll be no one left. I try my best to send an example. Staying hype, living over hip hop standards. Not just to brag at the most, but to inform to the living in the calm before the storm.
I'm in a rage.
Oh, yeah, yo, why is that, G?
Other races, they say we act like rats in a cage. I tried to argue, but check it. Every night in the news, we prove them suckers right, and I got the blue.
America,
get busy, I'm G.
The red, the white, the blue, and the blue. In the red for Christian blood, the white for who's got you doing time. Busting caps on one another.
The underground sound for peace among brothers.
Kill a black man.
What?
Yo, what are you retarded?
Tell them, hum.
Yo, do you work for the Klan?
Do what you like.
Unless you like gang banging. Let's see how many brothers leave us hanging.
Kicking on the air about a quarter to nine. All the homies getting blind in an eight ball line. Now on this tip, it starts running in the lip. Jumped in the deep, took a little trip. Hit the block about 12 on the six. The whistles went down and the nine went click. People started yelling, bodies started bailing. Bullets go flying, sending something to hell in. It's gotta stop, we don't need all the violence. Peace in the hood and I'm over the silence. We got together, not on ego or fame. We got involved cause we're all in the same game.
Last but not least, yo, Easy's no sellout. And if you can't hang in the streets, then get the hell out. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You have your own freedom of choice who to listen to. You know good from bad, fast from foul, right from wrong. Now your mother's singing that sad song.
My baby ain't never heard nobody.
But he still got smoke at baby's party. But you're not the first or the last. You're nothing but a short story from the past. You're dead now, not number one, but a zero. Take notes from Easy E, the violent hero.
Yeah, 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 boy. That's a classic, man. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? Rappers will not. They will not make a song like that today. They won't. They don't even care that it's not even about the money. They just won't do it. They won't do it. And that's the crazy part about it. They will not do it. They won't come together and make a song like that. And you got Rick Ross and 50 Cent and, whoever else, you know what I'm saying? I don't really listen to new cats. Wiz Khalifa, you know, people like him, Wiz Khalifa, he's in a cloud. So he's not conscious. He don't care. You know what I'm saying? All he care about is Sour Diesel and White Widow and Northern Lights. That's all he care about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's not conscious at all, you know. He ain't conscious. He in it for the money. He got him old raggedy hoe. And he in it for the money. you know, and what you call it, T.I. trying to stay out of jail. So, you know what I'm saying? And trying to keep this thing up, last hope or whatever. So he's not going to, don't tell you, him, and Gideon Waka Flocka, none of these cats, man, they would not make a song like that. They are too afraid, too sorry, and they have no conscience, and they don't really care about the community. They're making money off the community, but they don't care nothing about no community, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if they did, they'd be like, man, it's too much killing in the hood. You know what I'm saying? It's too much killing in the hood. And they would try to do something, but they're not going to do that because they really don't care. Okay, so we're going to go into another song. I was trying to get this, what you call it, on there for y'all, but I couldn't get it. I had a little taste of something I wanted to play. I'll have to bring that up next week, though, because I could not get it downloaded fast enough to get it into this one. But pretty soon, I mean, we're basically a month away from summer. A month away from summer. Summer here. Call into the show. 917-932-8881. Need some callers. Come on, call in. Let's kick it. Let's kick it. Oh, you logged in and logged out, huh? Okay. That's cool, too. Gee, you know, I got really got to really got to do my homework so I can figure out how to get me some callers. So here we go. another song from that KRS-One album, My Philosophy on the Industry. KRS had a lot of good stuff to say on that album. Those first three albums were very, very groundbreaking. And I see we got some chatters in the chat room, trying to get the chat room back open. But I need some callers. I need some callers, y'all. Well, yeah. Let's see. What am I going to play now? I got another song. Let's see. Stop the Violence. I already played Stop the Violence. Everybody knows about Stop the Violence. I've played that before. Let's play this other KRS-One song called Know Thyself. There's a lot of these young guys out here in the streets, they don't know who they are. And they're just joining gangs so they can belong to something. And they're just going along with the crowd, going along with the group, going along with the gang. So if the gang says it's time to go steal a car and shoot somebody, rob a store, rob a bank, then that's what they're going to do. So let's see what this Know Thyself song is all about.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. What about y'all? Y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. Look, know thyself and thou shalt know the universe and God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Know thyself and thou shalt know the universe and God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Know thyself and thou shalt know the universe and God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
God is the mother, the father, the friend. Know ye not that ye must be born again? What does it mean to be in the world but not of it? It means you want the car, the cash, the jewels, the house, but you don't love it. It means the taxes, regulations, state law, you live above it. It means you a free hip hopper, you ain't nobody's puppet. You don't see no money on me, you see it up in the cupboard. You see me up in Toys R Us with my seeds cause they love it. You see insurance flash out if my kids pass out. You see 7 acres of land where we get all spazzed out. To all my fathers and fathers, hold your head up for starters. Folks, your toddlers, not to be thieves and robbers. This that other kind of rap that leads to true hip hop. This other kind of rap, but they lead you to get shot. The choice is yours, you getting older now. You got a kid coming, how you gonna hold it down? It's one thing to be iced out and rocked up. What's the point if you're getting locked up? Know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe and God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe and God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe and God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
God is the mother, the father, the friend. Know ye not that ye must be born again? It's really time we separate the young men from the big men. The young girls from the women, whatever the title fit them. My style's time to open a child's mind when I spit them. I only got a little bit of time to really rhyme and uplift them. You see them brothers talking about that crime, forgive them. It won't be long before they words manifest and they live them. Sometimes you gotta go back to the beginning to learn. After 15 years, I'm just beginning to burn. So all my true hip-hoppers to pay bills and live proper. Never allow a negative thought to stop ya. Correct your posture, stand upright, not uptight. Don't be scared of the light, just prepare for the fight. We say criminal minded, cause our thoughts are illegal. We represent the very thinking of inner city people. Real people, people that take care of they self. They need help, love, awareness and wealth. Not to mention knowledge of God, not college and jobs and debt. If you agree, nod your head. It's one thing to be iced out and rocked up, but what's the point if you're getting locked up? Know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe and God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe and God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe and God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
God is the mother, the father, the friend. Know ye not that ye must be born again? Come on, come on, yo, tonight is it. We're gonna steal away together through each rhyme I spit. When the student is ready, the teacher shall appear. So I'm here, but are you really ready to face your fears? More money, is that your credo? You've been living in a dream world, Neo. Power to the people, nobody's equal, everybody's diverse and different. My lyric will never cheat you, my verse is gifted. So manifest what you believe is
God Almighty. It could be Allah, Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, Aphrodite. It could be Nefertiti, come hear me and never fear me. It's like a shock when in your life you're gonna have to hear me. I represent the teachers, preachers coming to your speaker, manifesting another lesson to them true believers. Instead of picking up our women ready to mistreat them, you better get yourself a wife and kid and never leave them. You better teach them, you better read them, you better feed them. The system will defeat them. If you don't teach them, the cops will beat them. That's all that I'll be kicking quick is edutainment. Hip hop culture needed a teacher quick, so I became it. Instead of rhyming about my history and what I've been through, I'd rather rhyme about awakening the God within you. Yo, it's one thing to be iced out and rocked up, but what's the point if you're getting locked up? Know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe and God. Know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe and God. Know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe and God. God is the mother, the father, the friend. Know ye not that ye must be born again?
They were
organized and stay focused, he's going to be a valedictorian. The boy is sharp. He's very, very, very intelligent. And that's in part to the school that he goes to, and also to a woman named Brenda Boswell, who was his daycare provider and who really taught him a lot as a toddler. As a toddler, she was teaching him, and he was learning. Jalen was reading, you know. He was reading before he got to kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was 4 years old, 5 years old, reading. He had his favorite book, and he could literally read it. So if you know, the kids can definitely be educated if you want them to be educated. But it's up to you, you know what I'm saying? If you don't value education and you don't stress that to them, then, you know, they're not going to get it. But if you want them to be educated and you want them to be successful in life, then you need to stress education, because it's always been the key to success and the key to freedom, and it still is.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free.
don't know how it makes me feel, child. To be able to walk away from your smile if I can. And I'm gonna be alright after a while. I think the Lord done gave me a strength now. I'm gonna
be free. Alright, alright, alright. That's good to wrap the show up. That's great to wrap the show up. Now, 1 minute left. I'll wrap the show up once. So it's countdown. Everybody just stay up. Stay safe. Wake up. Sleeping giant needs to awaken. Like Larry Hoover said, you know, we got to get out of here and vote. Real gangsters go to the polls. change, you got to make change happen. And that's really the only way we're going to pass something as a part of this American pie. That's how we're going to get our slice of the pie. Next week. Until next week.